You're listening to the Colorado Sun. And now that we're months into dealing with the impacts of the coronavirus, we're excited to bring you insight from one of our readers and listeners, like you, on how the experience has changed their lives and what they've learned along the way. This is part of our Right On Colorado initiative, and we'll be releasing bonus episodes like this every Tuesday and Thursday.
Hi, my name is Amy Ray Irish, and I was honored to have my poem, What to Do During Lockdown, featured online on Right On Colorado. I'm a poet from Lakewood, Colorado, and during the initial lockdown, I was home with my family. That would be my husband, my 11-year-old daughter, and my 16-year-old son. And as we looked for ways to fill our time, I came across a USA Today article with 100 things to do during lockdown. They included things that we absolutely enjoyed, like baking bread and gardening. But one I thought was a little strange was number 7, teach yourself a language. That one seemed a little distancing and isolating, and we were already pretty darn isolated. So I decided to take that idea and make it my own and use it as an opportunity to deepen my relationship with my family. And thanks to that idea, I wrote this poem, What to Do During Lockdown. First, I'll try the near-dead language of laid back. I'll toss out rush and gotta dash and learn new words like listen, hushed. Astonish my husband when I no longer nag. Trade hurry up and we'll be late for cozy and slow and quiet. Next, I'll go nonverbal, the primitive tones of my teenage son. I'll greet the creature, show I'm not a threat with homemade pizza, extra meat. Then start a deeper conversation with a song that just dropped. Philosophize with heads nodding, toes tapping, fist bumps. Then I'll relearn my native tongue, the vocals of play. I'll sing of itsy spiders, rosy rings. Ropes will slap cement and swings creak on their metal chains faster and faster. But most of all, I'll laugh alongside my wisest teacher, my daughter. And when I've practiced the language of all in my embrace, I'll speak to myself. Say, you can do it. With a stroll in the sun's warm rays. Reply, I will, with pen's continued scratch. Each day I'll talk to me and promise I'll walk a little further, write a little more, and always listen. If you'd like to hear more on my work, I have a few other audio files on my website at amyrayirish.com. That's AmyWrayIrish. Thank you for taking time to listen to poetry and appreciate everything that makes Colorado so amazing.
To browse through more than 150 personal essays and poems like this, or to submit your own, go to coloradosun.com/write-on. And remember, The Sun is supported by readers and listeners like you. Right now, you can head to coloradosun.com and become a member, starting at $5 per month.